welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to contact us, our DMs and emails are always open and we would love to hear from you. Our email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. My TikTok handle is amiebutler66, A-M-I-E-B-U-T-L-E-R 66. And my Instagram DMs are always open as well, and that is amiebutler96. So let's get into the episode. I have got my anonymous friend with me here once again. I think we can just assume that she's going to be here every week now. She is a part of this podcast. It cannot be a podcast without my anonymous friend. I think that's the rule.
You're stuck with me. Oh, that was a nice introduction. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. I haven't seen you in so long.
This is episode four. Yeah, it's very exciting. Wow. Very exciting.
As if we've done four episodes already.
I know.
Crazy times. How have you been?
Not too bad, you know, but my life has not changed very much. You've got things to tell me because you're the one who's been jetting off around the world.
I have. A little peek behind the curtain for our dear listener.
Yeah.
Is I've been travelling during the time between episode 3 and episode 4 because we actually recorded episodes 1, 2 and 3. Before Christmas.
Yeah.
I think it was September, wasn't it?
It was quite a few months before Christmas, yeah, we started.
It was a while ago. But things happened which meant I have to put a pin in these plans. And I went travelling to Australia and Bali, and it was the best time ever. I met some really amazing people, had some really cool experiences. Bringing it back to asexuality, met some cool people who had some good conversations with me about asexuality, some of which actually identified with the sexuality.
Oh, nice.
Which was surprising. And
really, you don't see or hear of people like, obviously there is lots of ace people out there, but
yeah, and you know what, just to touch on it, what was interesting was the way that this one particular girl like brought it up. So she was asking me what kind of things I do, and I said, well, I really like making TikTok videos, especially about asexuality. And she kind of went, oh, really?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, that's really interesting. And then we kind of got more relaxed about the conversation about sexuality in general. And that's when she kind of opened up to me and was like, oh, I think I might sit under that umbrella at some point.
Oh, wow.
And then we had a massive conversation, and she was quite uncomfortable about the whole thing. And it was really nice to have that conversation because I felt like I could comfort her in a way, because I feel like I was a couple steps ahead.
Yeah.
A little bit like our situation.
Yeah, actually. Definitely. I mean, I don't think the first time that we hung out and everything that we talked about is probably not what you normally talk about with someone who you've literally just met,
yeah.
But I do think it was helpful for me because it was very easy for me to just like, I'm just figuring this out. I'm just going to word vomit my life at you.
And do you know what? And I've said this before, but it helps me so much to almost like go through it and reevaluate how I feel about it again.
Yeah,
and then get to reassure people and talk to other people about how they feel.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but some days I'm like, yep, this is good, all good. And other days I'm like, I hate this so much.
Yeah.
But then what is consistent and nice is I can kind of like speak to you about it and be like, I hate this. And you're like, yeah, some days I hate it too. This is really good. And you're like, yeah, this is what's really good about it.
Do you know what? It's such a game changer when you've got someone else who understands it.
And not just, and no disrespect to people on the, you know, the other side of the camera and the comment sections and whatnot, but like we hang out in person.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm just messaging someone. And if that's, you know, the only way that you can talk to someone about it, that's fine. I don't disagree with that, but it is nice that we're friends and it's like,
it's a bit more confronting as well, isn't it?
Yeah. You have to deal with more stuff, but I think that for me that's helpful. You know, rip the plaster off.
Like. Yeah, if you're constantly texting or doing it via online, I don't know. There's something for me personally that it makes it more real when something's face to face and in person. And
it's a bit disjointed.
Yeah. Have to face up to the realities a bit more.
Yeah, it's true.
But whether that's a good thing or not. Not sure.
I don't know.
No, it is a good thing. That's one thing, actually, I would love to do this year, is have a bit of a meet-up with asexual...
Yeah, definitely.
Well, people who identify with that sexuality, because I think that would be really amazing.
Or just people who, like, want to know more. And that's why you started the podcast in the first place, is to just bring people together and connect people and help people. Like, it's all coming from a very safe and positive space. So it would be nice to, like...
It would be nice to actually... Yeah, meet some people.
Mm.
And how I think we would, well, I like talking to people about it because, again, it helps me help other people. And I think it is important to feel that community in real life.
And do you know what was nice as well, like from my perspective or my side of it, is obviously not all day, every day, but most of the time, the way that you speak about it is positive.
I try.
Yeah, no, you do a good job. Well done. Well done. Oh, little sticker for you on that one. But. Like, it's hard for me to just go into that, like, negative spiral of nobody gets this, this is so horrible, this is bad, because I'm kind of a bit like, there's another person here who's a real person who has managed to shift their mindset from, like, from what you've told me, and obviously the other listeners, like, when you first figured out, you're like, ah, this is so scary, whereas now you kind of have shifted to more positive mindset. For me, it's like, I can see that you've got that positive mindset, and I think that in a way translates... to me also being like, there is a positive mindset in there, you just have to decide that that's where you're going to go. So I think that that is helpful.
Yeah. I will say, though, I think I try and make myself feel positive about it. Like, I don't feel positive all the time.
No.
And actually, like, reflecting right now, I think the past few days or weeks or whatever, I feel like I have actually felt more negative about it.
Yeah.
But again, like, doing TikToks and... almost taking the mick out of it helps so much.
Yeah.
And, like, making light of it and, like, yeah, finding the positives a little bit more. Because I think I could really get stuck in a depressing hole.
You can get definitely, I think I've been in that hole a few times myself, and it's, like, it's not nice. And it's a bit like, oh, nobody gets it.
Yeah. And then, but it's not even about that to me sometimes. It's just, like... I don't know, I see couples and I see things and I'm like, I said to you
the other day, I was like, oh, yep, can't wait, Valentine's Day on my own again.
We should have a Valentine's Day special.
Oh my God, we should.
We'll do that.
That's it.
I went travelling and I came back and then the new year hit and I thought, this is the time, let's hit the ground running. Let's get this thing out in the open and see who we can reach and make feel a little bit more... better about this situation.
And you know, I've seen like a lot of positivity come out of, definitely from episode one, like
it's nice to see, kind of.
it warms my cold heart and it is nice, and it's for me as well, I'm using it as a bit of a conversation starter with like my closer friends, because I've had quite a few of my friends who have told about it and have listened. And I've had some really nice messages to be like, this is so nice. And it's so nice to hear you talking about yourself in such a positive way. But also, you know, things got a bit deep in a few of the episodes.
Oh, they didn't they?
Yeah, we like to.
No, it's nice.
We like to go deep and then we just skim past it. And we're like, right, that was deep.
That was it.
Next, move on.
Do you know what? It's nice to hear you as well say that you're telling people a bit more. I mean, having more of a conversation with people.
The mental shift for me... was kind of a bit like, well, the questions I get all the time is, oh, you're dating anyone? Have you found someone? And I was kind of like, I've got an answer to this question. I'm just not saying the answer. And actually, if I say the answer, I'll stop getting asked the same question.
Yeah.
And so turning around to people and going, no, I'm not dating anyone. And at the minute, I don't want to because I'm asexual.
Yeah.
And I'm done. For now.
It's like,
then people are a bit first, they're a bit like, oh, okay. And then, do you know what, like, a lot of my friends have been very positive about it, and in the nicest way possible, in a way, it's not their business for them to be like, that's weird.
Do you think, though, this is tangent-y, I didn't plan to ask you this question, but...
We love a chaotic tangent.
Do you think you're not dating because you are asexual and that's your sexuality? Or are you not dating because that's a part of your life you just need to work out and get through? Or are you using asexuality as an excuse? Or, like, are you busy in other aspects of your life? Because I just know for me, I didn't date for a few years because I was figuring out who I am, where I sit with that. I was very not okay with who I was, and I needed to be okay with that first and foremost.
Yeah.
And now that I'm okay, or, you know, I'm getting better every day. Yeah. Well, there are down days, but I feel like in general, my mood about being asexual and the pride around it is getting stronger. I feel like I am ready to sort of dip my toes back into the dating pond a little bit this year. And I have set myself a challenge of maybe going on one date a month. And
nice.
What I was speaking to my friends about is, like, it doesn't even have to be like a love finding situation. Like, it can be an experience and just learn who I am in those sort of environments of dating.
Yeah.
Now as well, with my like new awareness of who I am. So I feel like I didn't date because I am asexual. I dated because I was learning about my identity and how I navigate that. And then also I wasn't dating because I was very focused on my career.
Yeah.
But was I focused on my career because I didn't want to...
you were putting it in on purpose, so you didn't have to
address, that's the one, there's a D in there, lol. I didn't want to address the whole, do I want sex, do I not want sex, like that whole thing. So I think there's just a lot of like questions I've been asking myself recently, and sorry, that was a very long-winded question.
No, because I was actually going to, as soon as I answered, I was going to spin around and be like, yeah, what about you? And turn it back on you anyway. So you already...
There we go.
You answered the question before I was going to spin it. I mean, it's probably literally all of the above, I think, at different times in different mixtures. Like, me personally, I'm very independent. I like being independent. And so even before I realised that I was ace, I was a bit like, do I ever want a relationship? Do I want to get married? Because then there's a whole other person that I have to deal with. Like, and that sounds really horrible, of saying it, but it was like, I don't, like, is that going to be something that I want to do? Will I still get to be independent? So that's kind of something that's always been, like, in my brain before I even knew anything else. I mean, I would probably say the last few months of not dating is due to a seething pure hatred of dating apps and the cesspit that they are. And I'm not saying that there's lots of lovely people on there. There's also not lots of lovely people on there. But it's just, it is another thing to have to go, you're nice, I like you. Don't want to have sex with you though. And then it just puts in a bit of a roadblock. And then I think we have already spoken about this, possibly in real life, possibly on a different episode. When do you tell someone? Like, do I just go, bam, put it on the profile? I'm not wasting anyone's time. This is what you get. It is what it is.
It's so hard though when you do
that. Or do I, you know, hang out with people, see the vibe, and then go, by the way? Because then at that point they might be like, oh yeah, we're invested in this. And then you go, oh yeah, but by the way, I'm invested in this too, but don't want to see your parts. Like, I'm good. I'm good. So, or do you, like, when you first meet them, talk about it and be like, this is where I'm at. So yeah. I think it's hard. And also I'm really lazy, and that's a lot of stuff to address all at once when it's like, it's supposed to be fun. Because I'm very sociable and like to go out, like to go watch women's football. It's obviously something that we've got in common, and see my friends, go and have new experiences. So I don't know. I don't know when the dating will come back into it, if I'm honest. And I think
that's okay though.
Yeah, I mean, I did explore. There is one asexual dating. It's not even a dating app.
Oh, no, I've seen this.
It's a dating website.
Oh, yeah.
It's a website.
It was an app.
Oh.
I saw, when I first had this whole realisation and everything, for some reason, I went on, like, this asexual dating app. Or maybe it was, like, specifically for LGBTQIA+ people. Like, I can't remember, but I went on an app specific for a certain corner of that, And it was awful. It was so bad. And it made me feel so much worse about everything.
Yeah.
And it was so unhelpful. So genuinely, if dear listener, if you are going through a hard time of like trying to like your sexuality, do not go on like a dating app or forums or things Mm-mm. like this. Just
don't,
you know,
do it for your own self-esteem. Not, not till you've figured it out, at least. Now I can kind of laugh at those situations and stuff.
Yeah.
But when I've got like, when I've got like 47-year-old men from Alabama messaging me being like, do you want to Skype? I'm asexual too. It's a bit like,
No.
And it sounds really harsh, but I mean, I'm not a long distance girly anyway, but the Alabama's quite far. The idea of dating is terrifying anyway. It is supposed to be fun, and when you're ace, it just throws a whole mess into it, and it's just, it's a different thing.
Yeah. But babe, I think the bottom line I wanted to really say is that ace people can still I don't know what's going on with my words today.
It's fine.
Ace people can still date. Ace people do date. They do want to date.
Yeah, of course.
Blah, 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 blah. So people don't necessarily not date because they are asexual. You know, like that's
a big thing for a lot of people to like need to have sex, I would date. Like, I enjoy dating. I like meeting new people. I like going out and doing new things. Like, the idea of it is nice. It is fun. But just everything else on top of it, sometimes it's a bit like, whoa, overwhelming.
Yeah. I think I get confused. because I'm like, in order to fancy someone, I should feel like I want to kiss them. Well, I should end up, like society tells me, I should end up feeling like I want to sleep with them.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I don't want to sleep with someone, for me, doesn't mean I don't fancy them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taken me time to realise that. And I feel like now I'm at that realisation and I'm in that point in life where blah, 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 like I explained later.
I have a little tangent question for you, which is a deep question. Might not be that deep. How do you know that you fancy someone?
Because,
like, what's your thing that you go, yep?
There's just a romantic connection there. I just think...
You just know.
I think, yeah, it's just a personality thing.
It's probably similar to how people just know that they want to have sex with someone. Then they go, oh, yeah. He's nice, she's nice.
There's some sort of connection there. I can feel connection.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
It's just not, like, a sexual thing. And I don't very often have, like, the want to have sex mm-hmm. with someone.
Yeah.
Basically. But I do, like, I think I can feel the want to kiss someone quite easily.
Yeah, yeah.
We've
spoken about, we do like a smooch.
Do you like a smooch? Not with each other. No. We haven't kissed each other yet. But no.
This time.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I think I do, I feel that. I feel that mm-hmm. with someone. And that's how I know. Is like if I want to kiss them.
Yeah, and there's probably also like the emotional connection side of it as well to be like.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I get like a feeling of like I want to be in their presence, like I want them around.
Yeah.
And quite like closely around as well. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's kind of like a homing beacon or something.
I think they do something as well. Like, I think they have a job or like a hobby or something that I find really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I'm attracted to people's lives. As well.
Yeah.
Like the way they live their lives, mm-hmm. the things they've got in their lives, what they do with their lives, I find that attractive.
Yeah.
As well.
I think I find it like attractive when people do things to show that they care.
Yeah.
But for no reason other than, here, I care about you. This is something to show you that I care.
Yeah.
And even like when they care about themselves.
But that won't make me fancy them.
No, but I think it's attractive, but it doesn't necessarily make me go fancy.
But that, like, I love that about friends as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, platonic relationships for me are so important, and mm-hmm. I almost treat my platonic relationships like relationships sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes I feel like, as well, in friendships, I can give myself too much to someone. Because they've probably got a partner or something.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm treating my friendships like they're my non-platonic relationships because they're the most important relationships other than my family
that
I've got. So I treat them really well and nurture them. And I feel like that's not always reciprocated, but that's fine. That is also fine. Like, I live and treat my friends the way I want to treat them.
Yeah, of course.
It doesn't mean that...
And they don't have to necessarily treat you that exact way.
Yeah, no, not at all.
But it would be nice for you to find someone who does treat you that way for you.
Yeah. Oh, God, 100%.
There was another follow-up question, but I think it's... No, I think it's fell out of my brain because I'm very, very easily distracted. Are you going to go dating apps dating?
I think for the once a month goal,
mm-hmm.
which is probably not going to happen for January anyway. We'll restart in February.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go dating apps because I just don't meet... To be fair, my job's great because I do meet new people on the regs.
Yeah.
But it's just when I get that job.
It's just...
So I think for like... I feel like I'm going like on to dating school. Basically, yes. I feel like that's what it is. It's learning how to date again. It's learning to like meet new people mm-hmm. and introduce myself and be with new people and just see what happens in new like situations and So that's kind of the I'm taking myself on dating school and I think apps is going to be the way I'm going to do it.
Are you gonna...
If 1 month I get someone, I meet someone in person and we connect that way, brilliant. But you know.
Okay.
We'll see. Very open.
Would you exclude, like, would you date an ace person? Would you not date an ace person?
Yeah, like, I don't think anything's off the cards. I'm very, very, I'm a never say never kind of gal. So.
So never say never.
I think that is the answer, never say never.
That's good.
To anything.
No, that's fair. I think it's hard because, like, for me, in an ideal world, it would be good to date someone or be with someone who's ace in a way because it's kind of like they get it. But then at the same time, it's like you're kind of closing yourself off to other people who would be open to dating someone who's ace.
Exactly that,
because not people who aren't ace, some of them still just don't prioritise sex and it's not that they're ace. It's just that they feel sexual attraction and all of the stuff like that. It's just not a priority.
Yeah.
So I think you have to kind of weave your way through and figure it out.
I think it would be a thing for me to navigate as well because I don't know who I am as an ace person in any kind of relationship that isn't friendship, beyond friendship.
Mm.
So I want to figure that out now. I think that's my new next step.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm someone who, if I'm an asexual person who will have sex in a relationship or whether I'm like really not, or whether that changes depending on person to person. I'm just open now and I'm ready to explore that kind of side to me, I think.
Which is, that, to be honest, that's the only way that you can be. You just have to be like, I'm just going to take it as it comes.
Yeah, I think that's exactly
and just do what I've got to do.
Yeah.
And if it's horrible, then I can laugh about it on my podcast.
Exactly.
And if it's great, I can talk about it on my podcast.
Exactly. I'll bring the news to you.
Win-win, either way, dating school.
Once a week,
you're going to be busy.
Imagine. Once a month, I'll bring you a dating story. Oh, God. There you go. That'll make me need to do it.
Yeah, that accountability.
Okay. Okay, I think that was a good conversation.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to have a little catch-up.
That was a nice catch-up. Happy New Year. I don't know when I'm going to put this out, but it'll probably be end of Jan.
Yeah, end of
everyone's Jan. Over the New Year hype.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We'll be on our Valentine's Day date, me and you.
Yay! I think we should do that. We'll do a Valentine's Day.
I can be your
date
for Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
We can do a little podcast. It is a Friday.
Is it?
Yep.
I don't work on Fridays anymore either.
Wild Friday night.
Stunning. You can be my date for February.
There you go.
There we go. Yes. We could do a live date.
Sure. I'm sure some of this will end up on a podcast somewhere.
So boring.
You talking about the weather.
Nice weather today.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening. Again, if you would like to get in contact, please, please do. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. The TikTok handle is amiebutler66, AmiebutLer66. Instagram, please, please get in touch. It's always welcome. Amiebutler96. And anything else we would like to say? Actually, before we end, if anyone's got a good sign-off, because we need to sign this off properly, let us know, because we're struggling. At the moment, it's just a very happy goodbye.